Hello guys, this is Ignacio Escobar talking, and here you're going to hear the most amazing and legendary podcast ever. Today we are going to talk about a very, very, very interesting topic. We are going to talk about the Dust Bowl. But before to start, I would like to give a shout out to my favorite English teacher, Andrew Cohen. I just want to tell you, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and I hope you learned something, even though I think you're already an expert about the Dust Bowl. So, in this precise moment, you might be wondering, what is the Dust Bowl? Well, let me explain it to you. In the early 1930s, in the central part of the United States, a severe drought occurred. This drought created a large amount of death throughout America. So, now that you know what was the Dust Bowl, you might be thinking, how is the dust related to this? Well, let me explain it to you. When this drought occurred in the central part of America in 1930, a very large amount of dust was created. This dust created a lot of damage in the society. One thing that it caused was asthma. People would inhalate the dust and get asthma. People with asthma would not be able to breathe properly and would end up dying. Another thing that the dust created was that it would get stuck into the food. Then, when the people ate the scarce food they had, they would eat dust that it was there. So when they ate the dust that was stuck into the food, they would get poisoned by it and would die. So, now that you know what was the Dust Bowl and why was it called like that, we need to know what caused it, which is going to be one big topic on this podcast. The thing that caused the Dust Bowl was farming. Farmers nowadays use a special technique called crop rotation. This technique consists that when farmers end up growing their crops and collect it, they move their crops to different areas. However, farmers in the 1930s did not did that. When farmers in the 1930s overused their territory, their land and territories would become infertile. When the territories of farmers were infertile, there would just be a large amount of dust covering it. Then, because of the winds that earth produces, the dust would spread all around the nearby towns and villages. So now that you have a clear idea of what was the Dust Bowl, why is it called like that, and how was it created, let's add another element to the topic. And prepare yourselves, because the element is social media. Maybe in this moment you're thinking, how is social media related to the Dust Bowl? Well, we are not going to make comparisons about social media and the Dust Bowl, but we are going to ask us this simple question. How might social media help prevent the Dust Bowl if it was present in the 1930s? You probably have used social media before. You might have used Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, etc. Even while you're using those, you might have seen that some people take advantage of the popularity social media has and tries to warn the society about a specific problem that is causing negative effects. One clear example of this was about a man called Brandon Barrett. Brandon Barrett was an environmentalist. As any other environmentalist, he was very worried about global warming. So, what did Brandon Barrett do? It is very simple. Throughout the different types of social media, he decided to post photos and articles regarding global warming and the negative effects that it had on the world. when people around the world started seeing Brandon's post, they started to see how global warming was affecting the world. People then would support Brandon's post and would try to start a more healthy environment in order to help the world become a better and greener place. Now that we've seen that people are able to warn us about specific things that are going around our society, we can infer that farmers are able to do it too. And yes, it's true. Farmers do use social media regarding agriculture. And I have the materials to prove it. I don't only have one, not only have two, but three case studies that prove that farmers do use social media as a crucial tool in their work. The first case study is about a farming company that has aspirations for the future generations to take over the agriculture. So, what did the company do? They created a fun video that would attract the kids' attention. This video was fun. Kids enjoyed it a lot, and it got more than 7 million views in YouTube. But also, it contained a very important message. It contained the message that agriculture was crucial in daily life. This way, kids would be incited to work in agriculture in a nearby future. In that case study, we can see how a social media example like YouTube can help incite younger generations to work in agriculture. The second case study is about a man named Ryan Goodman. So, what did Ryan do? Ryan created a blog in a website called DealSpotR.com. In that blog, Ryan Goodman included healthy agricultural practices that could help crops growing naturally and without the need of any artificial work. In that way, we can see that Ryan is a great example to show that a healthy practice of agriculture can help the world. The third case study is about a company called Keeping It Real. It is made out of cool images that grab the attention of the audience and incites them to know about agriculture. In that way, agriculture can gain more and more popularity throughout time. Throughout these examples, we can appreciate that farmers do use social media to expand the idea of agriculture and also to help agriculture become greener and healthier. Now let's go back to the question. How might have social media help prevent the Dust Bowl if it was present in the 1930s. As we've seen throughout these examples, some social media work can go viral, like the one the farming company did on the YouTube video, which got 7 million views. If in the 1930s there would have been a farmer capable of using social media and that was conscious about how bad it was to not rotate crops, maybe it would be possible he had published a photo explaining what were the consequences of it. If that post of the hypothetical farmer would have go viral, then things would change. If farmers of that time would see his posts and would learn about the consequences, there would be a high chance that they would change their agricultural practices. They would start to apply the technique of rotating crops, plus maybe they could have shared the post with their friends and other farmers. In that way, the post would go viral, and many, many farmers would know about the consequences of not rotating crops. Just like that, farmers would start to rotate crops and would have been able to prevent the catastrophic event that was the Dust Bowl. Concluding this podcast, we can conclude a very important thing. Social media can help us and can help the society. If people start using social media in a good way and start giving people advices and warning us about catastrophic events that might happen, people can start applying that and prevent them. In that way, people can start to make a healthier society without any catastrophic problems. So this was my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I hope I can get a good grade. I really made an effort on this. I really hope you enjoyed it. And have a good Christmas. Merry Christmas. And enjoy your Christmas vacations. And good luck on your life in general. Thanks for watching.